بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم ما بعد. السلام عليكم everyone. السلام عليكم شيخ. How are you?
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله أنا بخير. How are you doing?
الحمد لله. So Sheikh, in front of us is the book Biography and Mission of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the famous book that everyone wants to get it. So and everyone was requesting for its PDF version, and alhamdulillah we have it now in our website, the ebook of this book. So Sheikh, can you tell us about this book?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin was-salatu was-salamu ala al-mab'uth rahmatan lil alamin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm ad-din amma ba'd. Among those who followed the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, the ancestors of Muslims, the Salaf al-Salih, including the four Imams, was a man who died 230 years ago, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. He came at a time when aspects of shirk, invoking others besides Allah, abandoning salah, Siyam and Zakah became so widespread that it became the norm. And one who comes and tries to bring back Tawheed, he's the one who people pointed and said, you know, pointed at him and said, this is strange. Just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Islam will go back to being a stranger. بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود كما بدأ غريبا. So Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab took it as his life mission to bring back Tawheed and to fight all aspects of shirk. Fight here, he used the tools of speaking, convincing, letters, and he did that for a long time. Also, at the end of his life, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab saw the result of his da'wah expand in Eastern Arabia. He died before the entire Arabian Peninsula, almost the entire, became under the leadership of the son of Muhammad ibn Saud, who gave support to Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. So you hear about Wahhabism, I can't think of more than, you know, Wahhabism, Wahhabis, them Wahhabis, them whatever. I don't know how many more words you can derive out of this. But I explained here that Al-Wahhab is Allah. So when you call people Wahhabis, you say, Allah gave these people to us as gifts, Wahhabis. There are no Wahhabis. And the call to the Quran and Sunnah and Tawheed and against Shirk that Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab brought back is the same call that Islam came with from the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our time. And we have the evidences, the Quran and Sunnah. Here is about 600 pages of historical references, of all kinds of discussions, evidences, creed, more than 1,500 footnotes with explanations for almost everything that I passed by and I thought that this needs an explanation, there is a footnote. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to author this book. It took me 10 months to author it, 10 months. And since then, we did several editions of this book, walillahi alhamd. And we're still, inshallah, hoping to do at least one or two more editions soon. This book is very important. You heard about Wahhabis? Here is your chance. Read about Wahhabis. You heard about Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab things, you know? Read about him. Don't close the mind and throw the key outside, because that's not going to help. People who say things about Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, most of the time they have absolutely no evidence to anything, or they bring fabricated evidence. Today, for some reason, a man who died 230 years ago, it's a hot topic. They attack him right and left, especially people who claim to be Muslim, who promote shirk, and say that Muhammad Abdul Wahhab brought some aspects of shirk that didn't exist before. He brought them from the Quran, Habibi, from the Quran, from the Sunnah. The problem is not in those callers to deviation, because of whatever reason they are calling to deviation. The problem is in the people who listen to these deviations. So I wanted to write this book to be, it's full of evidence. I mean, what can I say? Just read for the sake of Allah. Look at all the evidences. Look at the two letters about Aqidah that I authored, translated at the end of the book, authored by Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. And see, you know, the evidence to this, you know, they're Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah. I mean, is there any evidence bigger than the Quran and Sunnah? We don't have. This is it. This is it. This is where it ends. Those who attack Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab now are so many different people. Non-Muslims, it's natural because this man quoted Tawheed. But many Muslims are taking these accusations and running away with them. And I'm telling them, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab didn't do you any wrong. Just read about him and you will understand. Once you understand, you will do what happened in this letter. This story that I'm going to end with. Listen, a few years ago, we were at an Islamic school here in America, and we had many books on the table for free. Many of these copies of this book on the table for free. And the principal of that school, a good man, mashallah, older man from the Indian subcontinent, mashallah, a good man, respectful. He came, looked at the books, then went away, then looked again. I was watching him. Then I came to him and said, "Brother, what's going on?" He said, "All my life, I heard things about this man." I said, "This is your chance to know the truth. Take a copy and read it. What's going to happen to you? What, you're going to be deviated by the Quran and Sunnah? Going to be deviated by Tawheed?" So I told him, "Brother, take a copy and read it. This is your chance now to realize the truth about what's being said. Maybe you'll find what you heard is true, but you won't. Just read the book." After a few days or a couple of weeks, I forgot, I met this brother. I told him, "So what's going on?" He said, "I did not know that this was a good man like this, like, you know, this book explained." I said, "Yeah, do not let the kuffar tell you who's a good Muslim and who's not a good Muslim." He said, "Yeah, you said the truth." So that's what I'm saying. Do not let the kuffar, do not let people who go to graves, people invoking them, "Please help me, please, I need food, I need things, I need a car, my son is sick," you know, instead of invoking Allah, Allah. They invoke a dead person who couldn't help himself, so he died. And they, you know, don't listen to these people, because naturally they don't like Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab because he exposed their religion as being fake. Read. I always say to people, whatever you hear, verify. And so, inshallah, this book will have a lot of verification for all kinds of things. And bi-idhnillah, you will enjoy it, bi-idhnillah. One more story, and I'll let you go.
Yes.
I was in New Jersey, one in Masjid, and there was a brother who was sitting on a chair, older brother. I thought he was, you know, Christian or somebody. He said, "I'm a Muslim. I used to be a Jew. I'm a Muslim. And I want to read your book. But I'm going to tell you beforehand, books are two types. Books like, you know, like a hammer hitting stone,
no.
And books like a stream of water running smoothly. I said, well, I'll be back, inshallah, in 2 weeks or 1 week. I had to come back to give lectures in that area. And I'll meet you, inshallah. We'll see. So I went back, and Allah, he told me, your book is like a stream running smooth. I said, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So read, 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 walhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. As you mentioned, subhanAllah, you know, me personally, even me, I got to know about you through this book, subhanAllah. Wallahi, I was exposed to a lot of shubuhat about Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. And subhanAllah, that's how I came to know about you. That's how I got in, like, I got this book in my hand. I read about it. And subhanAllah, I encourage, like you encourage everyone. I just want to say that as well from my own experience as well. Please, please, before you have any idea about anyone, please, we are an ummah to whom a book was given. And the first word that was mentioned was Iqra. So read. Read first, know what's actually happening, and like then make a comment or then take your belief. Because, subhanAllah, I have seen two kinds of extremes. One, like from my, again, experience of reading this book, there's one extreme who says the Wahhabis are those who are the ones who do not follow a madhab. Subhanallah. So, and as it's mentioned in your book, like Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab was a scholar from the Hanbali madhab. He studied the Hanbali school of thought. And the second thing is, subhanallah, if they want to slander about this person and they say that we follow this man, quote-unquote Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, then we should be Muhammadis, not Wahhabis, because first of all, Wahhab is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second of all, Abdul Wahhab is his father. So, subhanAllah. So, naam, jazakallah khairan, Shaykh. Wallahi, we have, I personally have benefited a lot from this book, and I encourage everyone to get this. And as always, you'll find this in our website, islamlife.com/shop. And if you are benefiting from our videos, our publications, our books, and you want us to do more of such things, then please support our dawah. The link is here in the video. Please support us and help us spread the dawah. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Inshallah, we'll come up with another video. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you are benefiting from our videos, then please like, share, and subscribe so that it reaches others. Jazakallah khairan.